BetterHealthNow.com.
Arm's Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the second hour of the Cortland Economics Report. I'm Al Cortland. Appreciate you joining me. This particular segment is kind of interesting. We're doing a major remote. I am in our studio up here in the Northwest, and my guest, Jeff Pontius, who is the chairman of Corvus Gold, is at the wonderful New Orleans Investment Conference, which is put on every year by Brian London and his colleagues. As you all know, I am an investor in Corvus. I announced 3 days before I purchased the stock that I was going to do it. Apparently, a number of you folks decided that was a good idea and joined me. But so I'm not really arm's length. Number one, Jeff is a really good guy. Number two, and a good guy. Number two, I have visited the properties. And number three, I do own shares in this company. So you need to be aware of that so you can understand that I am not at all being arm's length. Jeff, you have properties in Alaska that I have visited that are very, very impressive. You also have a property in Nevada, just about, as I understand it, about an hour and a half north of Las Vegas, that you guys are expecting very, very big things from. Let's start out, before we talk about Nevada, and let's talk a little bit about what you are doing in Alaska, and I want you to talk also in that context about the additional cash flow that's going to be coming in starting next summer from your interest in the production situation there.
Yeah, Al, Alaska's moving along well for us. We had the actual drill program at Chisina Project, which is a big copper-gold porphyry belt, a new discovery that we've got there, wind up here just in the last week or so, and we should start to see some assay results coming out on that in the next few weeks. So that all looks very encouraging. The guys have been chasing high-grade gold veins that at surface have been returning numbers of 5, 10, 20 up to 100 grams a ton, so pretty impressive stuff, and we'll see if we can get some of that in the drill box. So that's coming along well for that project there. And on our Terra project, we've just finished up the drilling on some step-out work. We've extended the vein system a couple hundred meters to the north. We should start to see the results from those drill holes as well in the next few weeks, so we're pretty excited about that. It looks like we've hit two veins as it goes forward. And that's very encouraging for us. Right now, the boys up there have completed the fabrication of their small mill facility that they'll put into operation starting in probably the latter part of May next year. And that mill will be generating, processing bulk sample through there and generating gold production for us. We'll see how it goes. It's a test facility right now. It operates at about 20 to 30 tons per day, so we'll see how that goes. They've stockpiled about 150 tons of material with grades in the 2 ounce per ton range, so it looks like we've got a lot of material to get going with there. And they've got a big cut on surface there that they're working on right now. So that project looks great. We anticipate that could be producing to Corvus somewhere in the neighborhood of $1 to $3 million a year on cash flow for us for the first 2 years while we're operating this small test facility. So that's good news for us. It's going to definitely help augment our ongoing exploration that we're doing on a number of other projects. And we continue to look for new things in Alaska and in Canada as well.
Well, you guys have done a really good job in terms of finding new things. Let's talk about what's going on down in Nevada at the North Bullfrog project.
Yeah, North Bullfrog, we announced a couple weeks ago a resource update there. It included about 1.6 million ounces in a new discovery that we've got of low-grade mineralization at surface there. The bulk of that is oxide material, and so that's what we're really focused on right now. And we'll be following that up with a 200-hole drill hole program that should kick off at the beginning of February. And that'll continue on through almost all of 2012. And we expect we've got a decent shot there to significantly grow the resource. Our goal that we've got right now is to double the size of that resource that we have and to look at the mineability of it. But more importantly, we have intersected some high-grade veins while we were drilling some of the initial scout holes here. Those are returning grades in the 5 to 10 gram per ton range. over widths of, you know, in the neighborhood of about 5 meters or so. So this is really starting to look a lot like the historic Bullfrog deposit that was mined by Barrick, 2.5 million ounces of production that was mined with open pit and underground both. And so we're very excited that we have a big area here of gold mineralization. We want to get in there, and we really want to find one of those world-class deposits like we did up at Livengood. So we're excited.
I want to go back, and I want you to elaborate a little bit on what's going on at the North Bullfrog Project. Number one, you kind of skipped over the fact that when your new 43-101 resource came out, it was 1.6 million ounces. Let's talk specifically about that and what that means to the company, Jeff.
Well, that's substantial. For a small company with a $20 million market cap like Corvus to have a resource on that scale, particularly in a venue like Nevada, that's very important. Now, this is a low-grade resource, and it will require some very efficient mining techniques like heap leaching and open pit bulk mining at low strip ratio. But the geometry of this discovery that we have right now looks very favorable for both of those things. Our metallurgical work that we've got so far to date suggests that we're going to definitely have a heap leach product here in our oxide zone. And so all the indicators are pretty positive for this. And really what we need to do is get in and see how big this thing is and then evaluate how big a component the high-grade mineralization is going to be within that very large low-grade deposit. So this really represents a major new discovery in the state of Nevada.
What I want to stress here to listeners, and I'd like you to elaborate on this also if you would, but Nevada is probably the most mining-friendly state in the country. And in terms of the type of mining that Jeff was talking about, heap leach, et cetera, that heap leaching is a very, very common technique in mining right now. But, for example, in the state of California, to have a heap leach operation is very, very difficult to put together, whereas in Nevada, it's like falling off a log. I mean, everybody in Nevada, all of the experts on the side of the state government there realize the effectiveness and the safety of this type of operation, and it just represents no problem whatsoever. Now, can you just embellish on that a little bit?
Yeah, sure. Heap leaching was originally developed in Nevada, and it was back in the 1970s. And it is, as you say, Al, it's the stalwart way that we're producing gold right now in Nevada. Most of the gold production right now in Nevada is via heap leach. It's the most effective, cost-effective way to do it. And environmentally, it's one of the safest ways that we can actually extract the gold. And so it's a very well understood process, and the regulators have a good handle on it. And so it's, as you say, it's a pretty straightforward process to go forward. A project just to the south of us, owned by Atna Gold, that it has just got their permits. They were able to obtain those permits in 18 months for a major mining operation, open pit and heap leach mining operation. So we have to do it right and we have to get it done correctly, but it is a well-known process, and we're very fortunate. We've got a paved highway right by the property, power corridor there, adequate water on site. I mean, all the boxes are ticked for this thing to be able to take it forward on a fairly rapid basis.
Now, I want to say one thing about this guy, and this is really important, and that is point number one. Jeff Pontius is no neophyte in the industry. Jeff was a member of the executive management team of Anglo Gold, along with his partner, I guess I would say, the president of Corvus, Dr. Russell Myers. And it's important to realize these guys, between the two of them, have well in excess of 50 successful years in the mining industry. So when they say things like, you know, we're looking for higher grades, we're looking at the feasibility of production, we think that's a possibility, those are very definitely forward-looking statements, and you have to take them that way. But you have to realize what the source is. These are not, I mean, Jeff specifically and Dr. Myers are very, very definitely veterans of the industry. Both of them have advanced degrees, and both of them have a significant amount of experience. You got the final word, my friend.
Great. Thanks, Al. And I just say that gold is really looking up here, and we're really, our focus here is to get our hands on as much gold resource as we possibly can, and you're going to see us focused on these 5 million ounce type discoveries that we really want to get our hands on.
All right, there you have it. Stick around. Big Al's going to be right back.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA approved food grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOOD-WISE. That's 855-366-3947 or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com, gourmet emergency food at the best price.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. You're listening to the second hour of the Corlin Economics Report. Time out. Corlin, appreciate you joining me. We're going to kind of switch horses here a little bit. We're not going to talk about Europe. We're not going to talk about hard assets. We're going to talk about what's going on in the good old U.S. of A in terms of real estate. I have Kathy Fetke with me on the line right now. She is the founder of the Real Wealth Network. This is an organization that's dedicated to helping members get the most current and cutting-edge education and information they need to success at, to be successful, I guess I should say, as real estate investors. She's a licensed realtor, former mortgage broker, and an active real estate investor. Interesting things that we're going to talk about right now. The headline on something she just put out recently was U.S. government going into the landlord business. Kathy, what exactly do you mean by that?
Well, you know, basically Obama's got to make things look a little bit better if he hopes to get reelected, and he's got to focus on housing. So there's all kinds of ways that he's trying to improve things. Whether they'll work or not, we'll have to see. One is he's pushing for more short sales and loan modifications, pushing banks to do that. But also we know that Fannie and Freddie have about 800,000 homes that that basically U.S. taxpayers are holding there or guaranteeing that have been foreclosed upon or will be, are in some state of foreclosure. And in order to look like things are better, he needs to get rid of those. So one of the things that's happening right now is the government is taking requests as to what to do. Well, that's just a game, really. What we think is going to happen is companies like Goldman Sachs will take those properties for pennies on the dollar, rent them out until things stabilize, and then sell.
Yeah. You know, I read an interesting book recently that my CPA suggested I read, and I actually read it a couple times. The book is called The Big Short. I don't know if you've heard of it or not.
Yeah,
but
I have.
Yeah, fascinating book, and it's really, really interesting how some very shrewd people took advantage of the folly of what was going on in the mortgage market back, you know, right around the turn of the century. You know, it's interesting. I was on the board of directors of a bank at that time, and I was obviously, as an active director, I sat, you know, occasionally on the loan committee. And I remember when Clinton came out with the Community Reinvestment Act, and we were, you know, basically told that we had to loan money to a certain segment of the population that we knew we would probably never get it back from. But that's when we got out of the real estate business in the sense that we sold our bank to another institution, you know, for a nice, tidy sum. And then a couple years later, the institution that bought us, who was that was mirroring our activities in terms of, you know, making most of their money off of real estate lending in one form or another, basically hit some really, really hard times. It really strikes me as being very irresponsible on the part of government to stick their nose into the free market. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. You've got a group of politicians who know very little about various industries and are making decisions that very often backfire. And we knew that coming along. There's so many ways that this current administration has messed things up. One, you know, tightening requirements on appraisals, requiring a third party to get in between the banks, the realtors, and the appraisers. Well, what that ended up doing was making appraisals cost more money to the consumer, and also good appraisers leaving the business because half of their pay was now going to a middleman. And that's why we're seeing appraisals come in so low and why banks aren't lending, because the appraisal comes in low. The buyer doesn't want to put more money down because it's not a real appraisal. It's just some kid new in the business willing to take half the pay and not knowing an area, not understanding the business.
Let me ask you this. Now, you advise people as to how to invest in real estate, et cetera, and we were talking about, you know, off the air about how my wife and I have diversified to a certain extent by investing in real estate. In terms of, now, I'm not really particularly concerned right now, anyway, about the market turning, and that's a very selfish statement for me to make, but, you know, I've got a rental, and I've got a great home that we live in, and so I'm not really concerned, and quite frankly, if the market doesn't turn for another 15, 20 years, it doesn't bother me very much, because with the two pieces of property that we have, I'm very happy just leaving it to our girls. But in terms of a turn, how soon do you see that happening, Kathy?
Well, the largest problem that the media faces is they're always talking about the housing market, and there is no such thing as a U.S. housing market. Like saying that there's a national weather report. There just isn't. It's different everywhere. So some areas are recovering already, while others have a really long way to go. The areas that are already recovering didn't mess around with option arm loans, Alt-A loans, subprime. They had strict lending laws, like in Texas. You couldn't get some of these loans there that you could get in California. Now, California has over 60% of the option arm loans that are just resetting now. So we have a long way to go in California, which means if you're a homeowner, you got to ride it out. You got to take on the same attitude that you just said, is, you know what, just forget about it. Stay in your house. If you ought to move, rent it out. Being a seller is not ideal.
But I bet you it is in Texas.
Yeah. If you're a buyer, my goodness, it's like you and I talked about earlier. You can get into properties that you would never have been able to consider before.
Yeah. I know that's certainly true down in the Palm Springs area in the Arizona area, and I know that from personal experience. Yeah. It's interesting, though. You know, you talk about the disparities in the market. My daughter and her husband just bought a home in Seattle, and I have to tell you, there's no real estate downturn there.
No, that's right. See, another example of a thriving economy. You know, the same Texas is thriving. Atlanta is. There are many parts of the country. San Francisco is doing all right.
Yeah.
But you go an hour outside, forget about it.
Mm-hmm. What are you telling people to do, Kathy?
Well, you know, first-time buyers, look, you need to check out the scene. Talk to a realtor. Talk to a mortgage broker. Find out if you qualify, because you can get an FHA loan. Which, by the way, the loan limits will probably be extended, the higher loan limits. So if you're in a high-priced market, you can still get, I believe it will be a $749,000 loan with only 4.5% down. So, you know, just a great opportunity for buyers if you're looking to buy your first home. For people who are looking for good, solid investments, wow, there are so many great opportunities. You know, my company researches the best areas, and we're buying like crazy in those areas.
Real estate is something that we have diversified into. When I say we, I mean my family and I. I think it's a good place to be. I wouldn't put all of my eggs certainly in that basket. But I'm very, very comfortable with our diversification into real estate. Why do I say that? I say it because it's tangible. You know, as an old friend of mine who made millions of dollars in the real estate market told me one day, he said, you know, the interesting thing about buying real estate is, number one, if it rains, you're not going to get wet. If you buy raw land, it's never going to go away. I personally think that diversifying into this area is something that everybody ought to consider. And I have to tell you, Kathy is the kind of person who can help you out. Stick around. Big Al's going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is a special announcement for all Americans who owe back taxes to the IRS or state. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. This hotline will give you free information on how you can legally reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call the Consumer Tax Hotline today at 1-800-652-3707. Grab a pen or put the number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-652-3707. When you call, you will speak with qualified companies that will tell you how to stop the collection calls, IRS letters, bank levies, and wage garnishments. Plus, these companies will deal directly with the IRS on your behalf, so you won't have to. Even if you haven't filed returns or you're already in a payment plan, you can still get relief. The current government administration is very amicable and wants to work out a program in your best interest, but this won't last forever, and your tax problem only gets worse if you do nothing or try to handle it yourself. It does make a big difference in who you call, so call the Consumer Tax Hotline today for free information. 1-800-652-3707. That's 1-800-652-3707.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the second hour of the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. Time out, Corlin. As you all know, because you've been listening for a while, I appreciate you joining me. We have a very, very interesting situation going on right now in the markets, and that is that a lot of people are very, very spooked, and a lot of their actions are, in my opinion, irrational. People are selling stocks just basically based on emotion. That happened earlier this week, for example, with Xtore Gold. The headline came out about Argentina without really examining what the headline actually meant in terms of, you know, what people envisioned to be repatriation. People immediately sold their stock in Xtore, and the stock obviously took a big dive. Well, the next day, less than 24 hours later, people actually examined what was going on, and they came to the conclusion that, you know what, it's not nearly as bad as folks are saying. And consequently, what happened in the market that day to that particular company? Well, it rebounded quite nicely. Well, got the same thing going on with one of our other client companies, Formation Capital. I'm going to tell you a little bit about it, and then I'm going to bring Rick Hossinger in on this and get his opinion. Now, we hosted a dinner over in Spokane at the Silver Summit last week, and Cecil Andrus, who was the former Secretary of the Interior and also former three-term governor of the state of Idaho, was our guest speaker. And the sponsorship was shared by ourselves and some of the sponsors. And Cecil, he was talking about mining in Idaho, and he happens to be on the board of directors of Formation Metals. Well, Formation Metals is a very, very solid little company, in my opinion. And that's not investment advice, by the way. I'm just giving you my opinion, truly, okay? And, you know, they've got, what, $55 million in the bank. They're soon to be in production in the state of Idaho. And yet, because people are getting very, very skittish about the market. The stock is absolutely getting crucified. As we're recording this today on Friday, a little bit before noon Pacific Daylight Time, the stock is down around 42 cents. That makes about as much sense to me as the big plummet that occurred earlier this week in Xtory Gold. It's just bad thinking on some people's parts. Rick, I want you to jump in here and tell us a little bit about the strengths that formation has. Would you please?
Well, sure. I'll touch on your comment with respect to the markets. Firstly, I think you're absolutely correct. There's not only has there been panic selling, but I think there's more than that. I think there seems to be almost a complete disconnect between reality and a fair valuation of a company. Our company, for example, as you mentioned, has $55 million in the bank, which we're using to continue with stage two construction at the Idaho Cobalt Project, which is moving along quite nicely. We're in the process of trying to finalize the last bit of financing with dealing with some banks. Now, these are overseas banks, too, so they have their own issues, and this is why this has been dragging on a little bit. But we're confident at the end of the day it will come together. With respect to what's going on in our stock, it's a little bit of a mystery, but to me, our last financing we did at $1.50, and it was primarily institutionally placed. I think that this looks to me, it has all the hallmarks of an institution where there are funds that are there's redemption calls on these funds. It's an investor, much like yourself or myself, has looked at some of their portfolios and said, well, I have a mutual fund that's heavily weighted in resource stocks, and it's fallen in value more than half, and I want to sell it. Well, that's fine if one or two people do it, but if a lot of people do it and the fund has to cover and put the cash in their accounts, then these redemption calls can trickle down and have an effect. And they sell anything, it doesn't matter. They don't care what the valuation is or how much they're losing. They just have to sell it. So I think that's our situation here. We have a market cap right now of trading last year at 42 cents of about $38 million.
And you've got $55 million in the bank.
That's correct. So yeah. They're actually discounting the cash value or the cash in our bank by 30%. I mean, that has nothing to do with the actual asset value of the project itself. So it doesn't make sense right now. But some people, you know, it's adversity for some and opportunity for others.
Well, it's very definitely, I mean, as the old Chinese saying goes, crisis equals opportunity. I have to say that the primary reason that I'm giving this, and I'm talking with Rick right now on this particular situation, is because people right now are very, very scared. You know, we've been talking all week about the situation in Europe. Maybe I should call it the non-situation in Europe. I mean, they came out on Thursday and they had all kinds of grandiose platitudes, et cetera, but absolutely nothing was resolved, okay?
Well, I agree with you there. The headline of the National Post here in Canada, and this is not even the financial section, the National Post, is that a trillion-euro plan without a roadmap.
Yeah, exactly. And so, and that is spooking investors. And I have to tell you, this is the best example I have ever seen in my career of crisis equals opportunity. Why do I say that? I say that because there are investors out there that are simply acting irrationally. And, you know, in terms of our regular listeners, I hope you're not doing that. I hope you are looking at every situation, judging that particular situation on its fundamentals, and then making an investment decision. Also, I want to say that anybody who is investing for the short term really ought to be collecting, you know, porcelain dolls or what have you, because the stock market is not a short-term vehicle, okay? And all of the companies that we talk about on this program, and again, I want to stress, this is not investment advice. You know, we're telling you, if you want to get more information on some of these companies, which a lot of you are doing, click on the banner, get your own information, talk with your investment advisor, have them tell you what they think of the fundamentals of this company, or if you're an expert, as some of you obviously are, make up your own minds after you look at the material, because I have to tell you, to invest on emotion in the environment that we're in right now, in my opinion, makes absolutely no sense. Rick, what do you think, buddy?
Well, I think you're absolutely right. There's, as I said, seems to be a complete disconnect between reality and what the markets are valuing, not just us, but there's a lot of mining companies in the same position. What I've seen happen over the course of the last week or so is people phone up, and they just want to be reassured that there's no material reason for, you know, this share price decline. And there is not, and certainly none that we're aware of. What they'd end up typically doing is reevaluating what they've got and seeing if this is an opportunity for them to lower their adjusted cost base. Now, I'm not trying to sell shares. That's not my job. I'm here to provide information, and I am not an investment advisor, and I don't have a crystal ball. And, of course, this is a very risky business in the best of times. But that being said, you know, with stocks trading under their cash value, it's
amazing.
It is amazing. And, you know, we have no debt, so $55 million in the bank and no debt, and we're trading at you know, a 30% discount to cash. So it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that there could be some great opportunities out there.
It does not take a rocket scientist to figure that out. Okay, enough about that. We belabored the point, perhaps, but I think it is, again, opportunity for Al Corlin. I'm not saying it's opportunity for you guys, but it is for Al Corlin. How do you think this thing, changing the subject, Rick, you know, the big driver right now in terms of investment decisions is the European situation. How do you think it's going to shake out?
Well, I think it's still a huge question mark. It's just a huge unknown right now. I mean, some of the senior people that were part of this last summit here and the UH try to resolve this sovereign debt business, we're talking now that many of these UE leaders, they've written off the Brussels summit, and they're now looking to the G20 summit in Cannes next month to try and resolve this debt crisis. And you see what's going on in the politicians in Italy. They're fighting over these austerity measures, and, you know, even the French are now talking to, well, maybe China can help us out. So I think they're grasping at straws here. They want to do something, but it certainly isn't going to be something that's going to be resolved overnight, that's for sure.
How do you feel about the potential Chinese involvement, Rick?
I really don't want to comment on that, Al. I think that we've seen the Chinese get involved in other countries, and I'm not sure if that's necessarily in the best interest of the European Union right now.
You know, it's purely and simply, and I'm not trying to denigrate anybody, but the Chinese are going to get involved for a couple of reasons. Number one, because they have too much at stake. They stand to lose so much. If, in fact, Europe and the United States collapses, the Chinese are going to get hit very, very hard. And I think that's something that everybody must realize. Now, having said that, you know, there is talk about Trader Raj, for example, says, you know, well, the Chinese are going to, they're going to require significant guarantees, et cetera, et cetera. Well, I would agree with that, but I think that the borrowers, i.e. the European countries, also have to come up with some fairly significant structured ways to make this thing be a win-win. Rick, thank you so much, buddy.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, In some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
We want to know. How do you use WebEx?
Last week, I started a meeting on my office computer. I had to go cross town for another meeting. So Mike drove, and I was able to finish my WebEx meeting using the WebEx app on my smartphone. This is how you do business.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, welcome back here to wrap up the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report. I'm Al Cortland. Appreciate you joining me this week. Jeff Dice is on the line with me right now, and Jeff and I are going to talk about big government. Some interesting things have happened this week that have really focused my attention on that concept. One of them was an editorial that was in Thursday's Wall Street Journal entitled The Mortgage Crisis, Some Inside Views. This particular editorial was written by a professor of finance at the Columbia School of Business, and he is also a research associate of the National Bureau of Economic Research. His name is Charles Klimaris. If I pronounced your last name wrong, Mr. Klimaris, I'm very, very sorry. But in this editorial, he says, and here's a quote from the editorial, emails show that risk managers at Freddie Mac warned about lower underwriting standards in vain. And you know, that has lessons for today. I'm going to chat about that with Jeff, but I also want to bring in just a couple of other topics here, and that is the Vatican paper that came out 3 or 4 days ago, as Father Robert Sirico, in another editorial in the Wall Street Journal, very, I think, accurately brought out, was that particular paper defined the problem very, very well. In terms of the solution, more government, more bureaucracy, as he said, and I agree with, and I don't want to put words in Jeff's mouth, but I know that he agrees too, more bureaucracy is definitely not the answer. Jeff, for what it's worth, Father Sirico basically lambasted the economies of the world for ever going off of the gold standard, because the obvious fact, and he reiterated in his editorial, is that had we been on the gold standard, we would not be in the position that we're in today. But, boy, I'll tell you, big government just doesn't friggin' work, does it?
It sure does, Alan, especially when it comes to the housing market.
Yeah.
I think if you look at the U.S. federal government's involvement in the housing market in the last 2 decades, it's borderline criminal what it's done to some people. In the sense that first you've got this central bank, the U.S. Fed, inflating the money supply and keeping the cost of borrowing way beyond what it ought to be in a true free market. So you've got flooding the market for housing with cheap, easy credit. Number two, you've got the U.S. government through Fannie and Freddie, through really dumb bills like the American Dream Down Payment Act, which was passed during the Bush administration, you know, giving people an opportunity to get houses with little or no down payment, which anybody in the banking and mortgage industry will tell you is an absolute recipe for disaster. So what you've basically done is made it attractive for a bunch of people to go buy houses and incur debt, and while at the same time you spike the price of houses way up beyond many multiples of the median income in any given city. And this has been a terrible catch-22 now we've seen, because inevitably the bubble had to burst. Now we've got an absolute housing crisis in this country. And frankly, I agree with the editorialist. You have to lay it at the feet of the federal government,
well,
first and foremost.
Yeah, here's a little more wood to put to pile on that particular fire. A direct quote from the editorial. He says, on April 1st, 2004, Freddie Mac risk manager David Andrukonis, Greek fellow, wrote to Tracy Mooney, a vice president, that, quote, while you, Don, are a senior vice president, and I make the case for sound credit, it's not the theme coming from the top of the company. And inevitably, people down the line play follow the reeler. I mean, come on. What's that all about?
Well, in part, it's about this nonsensical notion that the federal government is out to help the poor. You don't help anybody by getting them into a house which they can't afford and which they might ultimately lose. It's just a terrible situation, and really both parties have to answer for it.
Oh, I agree. I mean, let's, when you talk about both parties, okay, let's talk about the Democrats first. Let's go back to the Clinton era, okay? President Clinton, you know, he did a lot of good things, but the Community Reinvestment Act was not one of them. The Community Reinvestment Act was a rung on the ladder of absolutely ridiculous lending practices in real estate. Okay, and then you go on to George Bush and some of the things that he did that dramatically increased the size of government. I mean, for a Republican, it's unbelievable to me that former President Bush did that.
Yeah, and you have the government, in effect, shaking down banks by threatening them if they don't give mortgages to minority groups and that sort of thing, even if their credit wasn't really didn't really justify the loan. So what we've done now is we've created a nation of abject debtors, who many of whom are up in the bigger markets are way upside down on their houses, and there's no quick way to undo this. I mean, you have to let these mortgages fall to the level of their true value. We got to stop propping them up. We got to stop telling ourselves that housing going up is always a good thing. Deflation in prices is good for buyers. Okay, I understand completely. It's good for owners, but Al, you know, this whole notion of 30-year mortgage is a relatively new phenomenon in America. The whole notion of buying a house that is 6, 7, 8, maybe 10 times your annual median income is also a very new concept in America. People used to get 15-year mortgages. They used to buy a house that cost 2, maybe 3 times their annual income because that's what the market would bear. When I say the market, I mean the lending market, which was literally, you know, 30, 40 years ago in your small town USA was determined by your neighbor's saving habits. I mean, you were borrowing money from your local bank. How much money your bank had to lend depended on direct deposits.
Sure.
To that bank, there was but now there's no connection between the savings rate in America and interest rates and lending because of the Fed creating money.
You know, it's interesting. We have a listener who's a very active contributor to our blog, which I definitely appreciate, and he calls himself Out of the Box Jerry. And Out of the Box Jerry wrote some fairly lengthy material exactly stating what you're stating right now. And take the out of the box out of your thinking, Jerry, because Jeff Deist and myself, you know, agree with you completely. There's no question about it. The lending practices right now are absolutely abysmal. But, you know, that's not the only place where big government is hurting people. Well, let me go back. Let me give you a concrete example about how big government involvement hurts people. Number one, most people who are receiving entitlements, that is a great way, an absolutely wonderful way for someone to take all the ambition out of a second party's life, okay? No ambition whatsoever. Entitlements are a disincentive. Let's talk about a cold, hard dollar and cents fact. The home that Kathy and I are living in right now, the owner who we happen to know 2 years prior to us buying it turned down $550,000 for this place and ended up selling it to us for $317,000. The government's actions cost this guy over $200,000. Do you want to talk about how big government's your friend?
Yeah, absolutely. And entitlements work against us in a lot of ways. I mean, it's not just the idea that we're going to have Social Security for little old ladies who are going to be put out. It's that, you know, that it's the middle class person maybe who's counting on that $2,500 or $3,000 a month in Social Security later in life.
Yeah.
And as a result, you know, buys that BMW instead of that Ford Taurus.
Right.
Or takes the vacation in the Bahamas instead of just driving to Disneyland. You know, it's this sort of thing that infects all of our economic decisions.
Well, the interesting question is, what are the odds of that changing? And I have to tell you, you know, if we have a President Paul, President Ron Paul, it's gonna begin to change. But you know what? If we don't, nothing's going to happen, man. We're going to have the status quo. End of story.
Well, American people either have to start learning how to save money or the rest of the world's going to eat our lunch, Al.
I would certainly say the Far East is going to eat our lunch. There's absolutely no question about that. I mean, we're not in a position right now to solve the economic disaster that's going on in Europe. But guess who is? Mainland China.
Yeah, at least for the moment. We shall see how that haircut works out for the Greeks.
Well, yeah, we shall see how the haircut works out for the Greeks. But, I mean, I have to say, and I don't want to get off on another tangent here, but we haven't even seen the beginning of how this is going to work out for Europe. And I don't think it's going to bode very, very well at all. Give us an update on what the congressman is doing in terms of his election efforts.
Well, he's doing what he always does, which is pretend he's 35 years old.
Yeah.
And he's running around the country like a madman. He's spending a lot of time in New Hampshire and Iowa and South Carolina and Nevada, as you might imagine. And, you know, you look at the flavor of the month, Herman Cain or Michelle Bachmann, and you look at Ron and his support and his fundraising are very steady. So maybe slow and steady causes some surprises come January.
I hope seriously and pray seriously that we do have a surprise, and I hope that Ron is very definitely the guy. I'm not an odds maker and I'm not a gambler, so I wouldn't put any odds on it, but I have to say things are looking better for him, in my opinion, this time than they did 4 years ago. Would you agree with that?
I certainly would.
Okay, there you have it from Jeff Deist, Chief of Staff from Congressman Ron Paul. We want to know what you guys think, and I certainly hope you all enjoyed the show this week.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.